Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media during mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good seeing everybody here. Appreciate you being here. Crazy weather outside. Well, now it's nice, but it wasn't before. And so we came inside, and I thought we had an excellent practice. Guys are really locked in, trying to do everything right. So you appreciate that as a coach. It was fast, and it was pretty sharp. So that's it for this phase. I kind of look at mini camp like the start of training camp. You know, it's the first mandatory type of deal. We'll pick this up then in a few weeks, and we'll start training camp when the rookies come back in. The rookies will have one more week here of strength and conditioning, so they'll get that done, and we'll be moving on into the season. Guys will get away a little bit, take care of their job, they come back in the best shape of their life, take care of their family, whatever their family's needs, and take care of their own needs, and then be ready to go. What questions you have?
John, the addition of Jair Alexander, what kind of impact do you think he can make on this team?
Well, just really excited about it. I had a chance to sit down with him today, which was awesome time, and he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit, and I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here, you know. So for it to work out the way it did, made Lamar happy, you know. I think it made everybody happy. It's just an opportunity to become a better team in that sense today. So we're really excited about it.
Is it just a coincidence that after Lamar said he wanted him here, he was here within hours?
It was good timing. It was good timing.
Coach, you talked a bit over the last couple of sessions about kind of with the new kickers, seeing how they would approach the mental side, the scrutiny of it. Now that you're a few sessions in, you talked to a few of them, seeing kind of how they fared. How have you kind of seen that now that uncertainty starts to come to fruition?
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing is to try to put them in tough situations as much as we can. I mean, there's the idea of the repetition, you know, and being able to replicate the swing. And Randy works on that with those guys all the time. They're down there and just putting the numbers up, you know, and those are all charted and graphed and everything else. And then you get into the situations, and the team situation's one thing. And then the game scenarios are the next thing where they have to run out and make it like a game. Then they're working on some other things. I mean, both those guys are working on some trajectory things that, you know, you don't really know about, but, you know, they're trying to change the trajectory of the ball a little bit from what they've done, so we get it where we want it to be, so it's a little more consistent in certain conditions, and they've been working on that. So all those things, I think, add up, and then the end result with all that going on has been really good. So good, solid job, and, again, we'll pick it up in training camp.
Does your special teams background a little bit kind of help as you talk to them in those moments as rookies?
I'm the guy that pats him on the shoulder and kicks him in the butt at the same time. So that's my job.
What do you think of you've dealt with a lot of kickers. With Tyler, I've heard of something about, like, his leg consistency and his swing. Have you noticed that in what you've seen from him?
Yeah, he's a really good athlete. So he's got body control, and he can make adjustments from a coaching point standpoint. And so can John. They're both doing a good job with that. And actually pick it up really quick. He's just kind of a natural athlete, so he's picking it up quick. Now it's just a matter of doing it over and over again. And he's done a good job with that.
John, we've added a lot of these camp kind of the veterans that come in on the one-year deals. Some of them taking pay cuts and kind of going well here. I guess how easy it is for you as a coach to have those guys who've had experience, you know, guys like DeAndre, Odell, Jair, that really just come in and assimilate themselves into the culture. What's the key similarity you've seen amongst the veterans?
Well, all the guys who've come in here have wanted to be here. That's the number one thing. You know, I believe that guys understand kind of what we're about, the organization, the culture of the program. And they're the kind of guys that see themselves in that. You know, that's how they see themselves, as a Raven, so to speak. And you see DeAndre and how he's been with it. He's been phenomenal. You know, and you guys watching him practice. I would say I expect the same thing from Jair. That's kind of the conversation that we had today, and if it's the right guy, if you like football and you love everything about football, you're gonna like it here. And you're gonna be happy, you know. If a guy doesn't really feel that way, you know, it's probably best he's somewhere else. So these guys have all been those kind of guys.
We've gotten to see more since he came on the defense with some of the injury issues you guys are having in the secondary. What have you seen from him coming?
I think he's had a really good off season. You know, the OTAs have been really good. He's gotten better every day, and And the last two practices have been very good. So, I mean, you watching him out here, I think you see it. Yeah, he's looked really good.
Coach Ted Walker, he looks like he's been making some strides. He's observing those days. And when he can't, what have you seen?
Well, I saw a catch on the sideline that was spectacular. That was pretty awesome. He's every day, all he does is show up and go 100 miles an hour. We did get him to talk today because it's his birthday tomorrow. So we have birthday wisdom, you know, birthday wise words. And so he gave us a wise word. I made him stand up to do it. So he loved that, you know. Yeah, he's got a chance to be really good.
John, Zach Thor is a guy, obviously, you were very confident in when you brought him in a little over a year ago. And I'm just curious your perspective of how you've seen him sort of grow from then to now. And what is maybe the biggest difference when a guy is in that role?
Well, I mean, you know, Zach is a guy that I watch him every day. I know he's doing a great job day to day with coaching, with you know, all the aspects of that job. It's a big job being the defensive coordinator, and he does it really well every day. And I watch him every day, and so not surprised at all by it. I mean, kind of expected it, definitely expected it. So, but we all grow. Get better, see things, you learn from you know, successes and failures, you know. And Zach's great about that. He's very humble. Good combination of humility and confidence. Very, very, very charismatic guy. Really smart, good teacher. All those things that I knew, and you see it every day. I really don't remember it. I guess now that you mentioned it, now I remember it. I'd forgotten about it. No, it's not part of our conversation at all.
John, when you add a guy like, you can't, especially at that position, at corner, I mean, in the big, I know you need everybody on defense to play well, but when you have corners, how important is that? Just, I mean, as a building block for a defense.
Well, yeah, when you've got corners, you don't have to worry about your corners, yeah. You know, and that's kind of a big deal. Because a lot of plays are made out there on that red line, on that outside part of the outside third part of the field. You know, that's an area of the field that really needs to be defended. And then, you know, when you play man, they'll run all those crossing routes and all those pick routes, and you need guys that can keep up with that stuff. So it just gives you more options, you know, with your defensive play calls. So, yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, I'm really, really fired up about that. I mean, I thought we had an excellent bunch of corners yesterday. And we added one more excellent corner today, so it's that much better.
You guys already kind of have a plan in place for helping him get past some of the injury woes that he's dealt with. I know that's always something you guys take a lot of pride in, just helping guys be in a position to succeed, even with some of the injuries that they kind of come into camp with.
Definitely. Just same thing we do with our guys. I mean, you know, Cheeto has been the same thing. We've had that same conversation, same question when he came in. It's very similar, those two guys. They're highly talented guys that have had to unfortunately deal with some injury woes, you know, and you know, obviously that's the upside for us, that we want to get those guys healthy and rolling.
Coach, you guys got the Commanders joint practice coming up later in the summer. How much are you, yeah, guys as a team looking forward to? Obviously that franchise is very different from what it was 2 years ago, the last time you guys met up here. So yeah. How much are you guys looking forward to that?
Yeah, you know, right now we're probably not looking forward to it because it's so far away and there's so much to go between then and now. Actually, we'll have the Colts in here before that, so I would say first things first. But now, as a, you know, long term, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited to go down there to their place. I've never seen it, and I have so much respect for Coach Quinn and the whole organization and the team and everything. What we played them last year, so we know what kind of team they are. So it'll help us be a better team. Yeah, in training camp, I think at some point, you know, I couldn't promise to start training camp. With that, the timeline of that wouldn't say the start training camp, unless he does something miraculous. But I'm hopeful at some point in time in training camp we see him.
John, yesterday the team was talking about ways that Lamar can still improve despite having one of the best seasons as a quarterback last year. I guess in the few days that you've seen him here, what have you seen different from him, and what would you like to see him improve on?
Yeah, it's that across the board growth probably that he probably would talk about as well. I mean, I see him. He's throwing the ball great. He really has a really good grasp of the offense, and that's only going to get better the more reps he gets. But I think when he comes out here and he's practicing the last 2 days, I'm really glad he's our quarterback. You know, it makes me really happy, makes me smile inside. You know, and I think it's a good room. You know, those guys have done a great job, all three of those guys with T and Daniel. So, you know, we just got to go to work and just keep improving. It's really not so much about Lamar or any individual player. They work on their craft, but for me as a coach, it's how it all fits together so that the whole offense, the whole defense, the whole special teams, the whole team, you know, you kind of see that moving forward.
John, as you look at the offensive line going into camp, do you see both of the guard jobs as open competitions to start, or more on one side than the other? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're kind of asking me to like put it on the scale. I mean, you know, in one sense, you know, every job is open.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen the next day. You got to be ready for every possibility. And competition is what the NFL is all about. You know, it's what sports is all about, competition. So everybody's always competing every day. But those are two of the positions that are, I kind of think I got a pretty good idea that the guys that you saw out there today are in the lead, you know, and they've, especially Daniel, you know, he had the most experience last year, so he did a nice job, really played well as the season went on. And then, when Voorhees got his chance, I mean, he looked really good too in that one game, in the Browns game. So, but, you know, they know they got to play well. You know, the standard will be very high, but we expect them to play up to it.
We'll do two more.
Super Bowl favorites, if not already. I don't think the Alexander signing is going to do anything to kind of tamp down some of the hype or the buzz around this team. What are you going to, how did you send off this team, and what do you want them to, how do you want them to approach the expectations and pressure around as you guys kind of have this hiatus?
Yeah, what do they say? Pressure is a privilege, I think, the U.S. Open, right? Who said that? Was it Billie Jean King? Who said that? Anybody? Anybody?
I think so.
Pretty sure it's Billie Jean King. So, what's that? No, but it could have been. It could have been Ted Lasso. You're right. We are locked in on doing everything we can possibly do to be the very best football team we can be, with intentionality and with purpose. That is what we are doing, and I see it. You guys watch practice. You know, you should be seeing it out there. And I see it in practice. So where that leads us is going to be where it leads us, and. We got to take care of the process, and it's our job to make it happen. It's not what you say. It's not anything other than what you do, you know, and I see the guys doing it every day, and I can't wait for the next day.
Has that been consistent each time kind of this season with this group, more so Lamar the past couple of seasons, or is it rare to feel that way at this point that you are so locked in before even campus?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, it's a consistent principle. For us, it's what we believe in, and it's what we emphasize. But I do see it in this group. You know, I can't really compare it. You kind of forget, you know. But I see it right now in this group at a really, really high level, and that's what you want to see as a coach.
All right, thanks, coach.
All right, guys, thank you.